Idaho Fish and Game Commission Chair Fred Travey of Lewiston summed up the decision this way, quoting, "Without state sovereignty, you won't have hunting, fishing, and trapping in any meaningful way." But several conservation and sportsmen's groups denounced the board's opposition. Jim Nunley, who is president of the Idaho Wildlife Federation, said the vote blindsided Idaho sportsmen. He was surprised that Fish and Game commissioners took the position without consulting wildlife advocacy groups and with only about 30 minutes of debate. The idea of, and opposition to, protecting several hundred thousand acres of the mountainous region has been ebbing and flowing for about 40 years now. Veteran Congressman Mike Simpson began proposing a wilderness area of about 330,000 acres back in 2001, but one bill after another disappeared into congressional limbo. Now, conservationists and recreation advocates want President Obama to designate up to 600,000 acres as a national monument in an effort to sidestep Congress. They're looking for a mix of wilderness protections in high alpine areas with some road access to popular recreation sites, wildlife management by the state. The Fish and Game opposition decision will be sent to the governor and Idaho's congressional delegation, but what effect it will have on the president's decision is not clear. I'm Tom Bacon.